All right, back here on 760 WJR at the 14th annual Say Detroit Radiothon to help needy Detroiters. We are on our way, finishing up our third hour already.
Already?
Yeah, we'll do a tote board tabulation at the end of this. I want to welcome our next guest, who is a longtime friend of mine, cursed with the resume note that he once played me in a movie, Tuesdays with Maury, but did get an Emmy for that. Hank Azaria, of course, is the voice of many, many characters on The Simpsons, has done many movies and many different characters. My personal favorite is Brockmire, the ill-fated baseball announcer. Here's a little clip of that talent.
Don't do headphones. Can't stand the sound of my own voice.
Really?
No headphone can capture the complex bourbon and butter flavor of my actual timbre.
Some might call that ball Istanbul, but I call it Constantinople. You can stick me in a long Italian boat because that ball is gondola. And somebody better inject me with penicillin because that ball is gonorrhea.
Here's Hank Azaria on the 14th annual Say Detroit Radiothon. Hello, Hank.
Hello, Mitch Albom. You know, Brockmire is available on Netflix now, finally.
Oh, good.
Week, so very nice.
Maybe more than you and I can actually see it.
So for a long time, I had to actually call Hank and say, how can I find your show?
Well, that one time I had to come over and act it out for you.
That's right, which I appreciated greatly. Hank, you are a man of extraordinary talents, but I got invited to your birthday party maybe 2 years ago now, and all we knew was that they said there's a special surprise. And there were tons of people there in New York in a club, and there was a big stage. And all of a sudden, like, out comes this band, and they start playing a Bruce Springsteen riff, and then out comes Hank, and Hank does dead-on Bruce Springsteen and puts on a concert, which now I understand is, like, a huge part of your life. I mean, you tour with the Easy Street Band experience. Is that what you're calling it?
That is correct, Mitch. That is right. You do a Bruce thing. I really just did that to cheer myself up turning 60. I called it a reverse surprise party. And it really warmed my heart. I saw you from the stage. There were 550 people there. I'm not really a party guy, but it felt too depressing to ignore my 60th birthday.
Right,
so
right.
I cooked up this crazy scheme to tell everybody that I had the Springsteen tribute band coming, but not tell them that I have been working for months to front it. And I saw you from the stage, which is the only time I didn't even get to say hi to you that night.
You were too busy doing Born in the USA, yeah.
Exactly. And then that went so well. And we raised, I said no gifts, but we raised about $30K for the foundation that night. And now we travel around and play and raise money for the kids. And
But the best part of that night was after, well, so he does one song as Bruce, and then he does a second, and then he comes out and he explains his infatuation, love of Bruce Springsteen. But my favorite part was you said that I've only met him twice and I made a complete ass of myself both times.
Yeah.
You don't need to share both of them with us, but just quickly tell the most embarrassing one.
Well, he came backstage to say hi after I was in this musical Spamalot on Broadway, Monty Python musical. And I opened my dressing room door one night and there he was standing there. I couldn't believe it. And we chatted long enough for me to get up the nerve to tell him what he really meant to me. And I said, Bruce, I have to tell you, your music means so much, but not just that. The monologues you'd give in concert, they got me through some very rough, lonely times as a teenager and encouraged me to try to be a creative person. And I honestly wouldn't be standing backstage at the Schubert Theater in New York talking to you if not for you. That is what I said, but that is not how I said it. It came out like this. Bruce, I love your music. It's too much. I love it. It got me through so much. I want to figure it out. I sounded like a goose on acid.
And he said?
He gave me a kind of a fatherly pat on the shoulder and went, it's great. Thanks a lot.
Here is a little of Hank Azaria. In the Easy Street band thing. Listen to this.
had a friend who was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball fire, make you look like a fool boy. So the other night out at this roadside bar, I was walking in, he was walking out. We went back inside, sat down.
That is pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's amazing.
All he kept talking
Yeah. That's pretty good, Hank. And it helps to have a kick-ass band behind you too. But they're really good. Yeah. So are you like, is this actively touring around? Is this like take up like a good part of your life? Is it replacing acting or?
We play about twice a month. I definitely prefer it to acting these days because it's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
And I was just going through our list as I was waiting to come on the air with you here. We got about 12 gigs coming up over the next 6 months. We play like twice a month. We'll be in Aspen and Crested Butte over the holidays. I'll be at Sony Theater in New York on January 11th.
You ever coming near Detroit?
We'll be in Elgin, Illinois on March 28th.
That's about 9 hours.
I'll be in Milwaukee at the Summerfest.
That's about 10 hours from here.
It's close to being in Alaska.
Right around the corner.
I'll let you know if we get near Detroit.
You'll be in Calgary anytime soon. I mean, you know, I guess we can drive from here.
I'll be in Jakarta in
Chicago's not bad. Before we let you go, John Pizzarelli is here. Craig Gass is here.
Hey,
all want to say hi.
Love these guys. And, by the way, my Bruce has gotten better since then. I'm obsessed with perfecting this.
Well, it was pretty good what we heard.
It's a great Bruce.
It's better now. Trust me.
Okay.
But anyway, go ahead.
Here is John Pizzarelli's little thank you ditty for you. What do you got, John?
I picked a Springsteen song for him. He does a million voices. He's brilliant on prime time. Chev Wiggum, Book Guy Moe, all of them really fine. Quiz Show Heat and The Birdcage too. Smurf 1 and yes, Smurf 2. What's that word? Practicing at the Emmy Awards. Tuesdays with Maury, it's true. Brockmire now on Netflix. Explodes into the area. We're glad you're here to be with us. Hank Azaria.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jungleland, nice.
Yeah.
It's hard to get this much musical talent rolled into 8:55 in the morning, I have to tell you. Hank, before we let you go, can you throw something on our auction pile here? Maybe, I don't know, since you do all those voices, would you do a few answering machines for people if we got that?
Absolutely, yeah. Just, you know, whoever bids on this and wins or whatever it is, whoever puts in whatever, I will do a personalized... I'll do it as Mo. I'll do it as Keith Wiggum. I'll
do it, do it as Bruce.
I'll do it as Brockmire. I'll do it as Bruce. I'll do it as Bruce. Whatever you want.
All right. fantastic.
Yeah.
That Bruce is so good.
Yeah. Thank you, Hank, for being a friend all these years. Thanks for supporting us.
Thank you, Mitch. Really good to see you. Let me know when you're in New York next.
I will let you know. And I want to see Hank, though, not Bruce.
You'll get me, I promise.
Okay.
You get both.
Okay. Hank Azaria, everybody. Let's give him a hand. Thank you for joining us, supporting Say Detroit. It's 760 WJR, 855-955-GIVE, 855-955-4483, or MitchAlbumRadiothon.com.